And now, Dean of America's Women Senators and fighter for the middle class, here is the history-making Senator from Maryland, Barbara Mikulski.
I'm Senator Barb Mikulski from the great state of Maryland. Twenty-six years ago, I became the first Democratic woman elected to the Senate in her own right. I was the first, but I made sure I wasn't the only. Today, we're proud that there are more women serving in the United States Senate right this minute than had served in all of American history when I arrived. But we want more. Now, we Democratic women of the Senate are like the Olympic team. As you can see, we come in different sizes. But we sure are united in our determination to do the best for our country. We've built families, businesses, and communities. We're Sunday school teachers and former governors, prosecutors, and moms in tennis shoes. I was a social worker for Baltimore families. Now I'm a social worker building opportunities for families throughout America. Friends, we work on macro issues and we work on the macaroni and cheese issues. When women are in the halls of power, our national debate reflects the needs and dreams of American families. Women leading mean that Congress is working to create jobs, make quality child care more affordable, and strengthen the middle class. Because we understand the American we love grows the economy and opportunity from the middle out, not the top down. These are our priorities. These are President Obama's priorities. We know that every issue is a woman's issue. And equal pay for equal work is an all-American issue. The 77 cents that women make for every dollar men earn makes a real difference to our families, families stretching to make every dollar count. We are so proud that the first law signed by President Barack Obama was the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. The first bill was about America's first principles, equality, opportunity, and prosperity. Now, those Republicans in the Senate tried to block our efforts to go further and end pay discrimination once and for all. But hey, we, the women of the Senate, with President Obama by our side, we're going to keep fighting. Our shoulders square, our lipstick on, because you deserve equal pay for your hard work. Nothing has done more to improve the day-to-day lives of American women and our families than health care reform. Before health care reform, women, can you believe this? Women would be charged 50% more for their health insurance than men. In nine states, listen to this, in nine states, victims of domestic violence were denied coverage simply because of those victims. Well, anyway, you know what was happening. Our mammograms and our cancer tests, straining the family budgets. Often we had to go without to be able to pay for those services, and we've tried to change that. Millions of American families know that we're just one medical catastrophe away from financial disaster. Now, we Democrats believe in family responsibility, not family bankruptcy. With health care reform, we're making gender discrimination by those insurance companies illegal. We ensured life-saving preventive services and the full range of reproductive services are now covered. Because of President Obama's leadership, being a woman is truly no longer a pre-existing condition. We, the Democratic women of the Senate, have worked with our president to do a lot to strengthen families and restore security in the middle class. And like the first family, we stand with our military families. Now, we are ready to do more. And for that, we need reinforcements. Take a look at the women running this year, those who can help us and the president get the job done for you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ignite the light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go. Future holds.